Well, they're not going to throw people off airplanes anymore, thank God.
Will
you not? We're not going to put a law enforcement official.
Yeah, we're going to do that. That's Oscar Munoz, who is the CEO of United Airlines. We're going to play you what he said on Good Morning America this morning in just a couple of seconds here. They lost about $1 billion in market cap yesterday at one point. In other words, their stockholders lost about $1 billion for a while. I think their stock closed about $250 million down yesterday. Where they are today, I haven't checked yet. But the CEO was on ABC's Good Morning America today. Here's the audio. Actually, before I play it, I just want to come out and say it. This guy, David Dow, has created so much trouble for everybody, and yet I don't think the American public understands this. But let's go to the audio first. Here's Oscar Munoz, who is the CEO of United Airlines. He's being asked this morning on Good Morning America, are you guys going to be throwing people off airplanes again? You know, have you come to your senses yet? Here it is.
Will United?
We're not going to put a law enforcement official to take them off.
A law enforcement official will never come on one of your planes again.
Never, never, please.
Remove a booked, paid seating passenger. We can't do that.
Okay, that's Munoz. Now, he's taking some heat because he initially, his first statement, I believe it was an email, internal email on Monday, was to the effect that this guy was being, he was resisting and he was acting as a jerk and all of that. Well, then he watched his stock drop and he lost $1 billion of, as I mentioned, market cap. He came to his senses and said, you know, oh, okay, it's all about the money. Let me tell you something. This Oscar Munoz guy doesn't mean a word of that. And I agree with that. He shouldn't. This is crazy. You know, what this guy Dow has done, besides put everybody on that airplane in danger, and I'll get to that in just a second, what he has done, if I understand this correctly, you've got Munoz from United saying they will never bump anybody anymore if they oversell a flight, which means they can't oversell flights. He's not talking about throwing off people off airplanes who the pilot doesn't like or for some reason we have an issue because you're unruly. He's not giving that up. Trust me. What he's saying is we're not going to bump people for overbooking, right? That's what he's saying. Let's examine that for a second because this guy David Dow is bad news. And yet the public doesn't see it, and I'm amazed by it. If they don't overbook anymore, that's cool. Everybody, oh, that's great. Yeah, overbooking, that's evil and bad. You know what's going to happen? If they can't overbook, and this is the reason why airlines do it, is because they know that there is a certain percentage of people who don't show up and don't get on the plane, which means that seat is empty. And the airlines are trying to fill as many seats as possible so they can make the money. So they know that most of the time there's going to be maybe 5% or whatever it is that don't show up for a particular flight. I mean, they have the records. They have years of records. They know. And so they overbook to that extent. To the casual observer, it's like, well, screw you, man. I bought a ticket and all that. I mean, I understand that. But what David Dow is going to end up doing here, if Oscar Munoz is right and they're not going to overbook anymore, that means they're going to lose money. And guess who's going to pay? That's right. So this piece of work, David Dow, and I haven't even gotten started on this guy yet. I mean, this is just amazing to me. Not only did he cost United stockholders money, it may cost Oscar Munoz his job. They're even asking about that in ABC. They said, should you step down? That's really great for this idiot. This guy, David Dow, is going to walk away with money. He already has his attorneys. He's not talking to United Airlines. He's in a hospital and he's tending his, he's licking his wounds, you know, all this awful stuff. And he's under medical care. This big phony. He's under medical care right now. So he's not talking to United, and United's all freaking out. I mean, United, I'm getting off on a tangent here, but I'm just saying that you will pay the price for this ass. You know, we complain about airline fares. We complain about small seats being cramped next to some, you know, fat guy that always happens to me. I mean, oh, they spill right over the armrest and all that kind of stuff. And the seats are smaller and there's no leg room and it's a mess. And it's not like what it was 25 years ago, whatever. It's only going to get worse because this puts more pressure on the airlines because now they can't sell those seats and those seats are going to be unsold. I mean, and this guy David Dow is going to walk away with his payday. United Airlines will figure out a way to make the money back once they get past all of this, and you're going to pay. We pay. Now, the other thing about David Dow that people don't think about, I want to get to his past in just a second, but what he did on the plane by resisting, right? He had no right to do that. It's not cool the way he got dragged out, and if they didn't follow procedure as they were dragging him out, however that's supposed to work, I think, I don't know, but you'd have to take a closer look on exactly how they dragged him out of the plane and what the problem was and all. That's where they're going to end up facing, I guess, the legal issues there. Not the idea that they could take him off the plane. That's not the issue. It's how they got him off the plane. But when you're resisting, what are you supposed to do? Well, obviously, maybe somebody made a mistake. Maybe somebody pushed him too hard. You don't know. But he's in for a big payday at your expense, at our expense. The other thing is, when you resist, these are three aviation police officers. I'm assuming they're armed. All right? Now, I don't want to be overly dramatic here, but you have armed cops fighting with a guy on an airplane. At some point, whenever you fight a guy with a gun, who's supposed to have a gun, I'm assuming, if he thinks that you may get the gun from him, which you might, if he thinks that you're going to take the gun from him, he might use the gun on you, the gun may go off, you're sitting in an airplane that is packed with jet fuel. You have 200 to 300 people who are on this flight. You could take a bullet. Something could start a fire. Anything could happen. This guy is a menace to society, and you don't even see it, which cracks me up. It's like, what? The other thing I want to talk about, and I got into a lot of this yesterday with you on Facebook, etc., and it's still going on today. You know, and I understand you're reacting emotionally, and but I think irrationally because of this, is that Dow's history is weird. And a lot of people said that has no bearing on the case. And I said this yesterday in Facebook, and I want to stick it in the podcast today, that his prior behavior, and I'm going to get into that in just a second, his prior behavior is relevant if it sheds light on his behavior on the plane. And I'm just going to say this. You know, David Dow is convicted of abusing his employees and using his status as a doctor to take advantage of people, to manipulate people. And when I saw him walking up and down the aisle yesterday with that stupid...
I have to go home.
You know, he's playing the victim. He is a pompous fool playing the victim.
I want to go home.
I want to get you off the airplane, pal. All right? What he did, and I mentioned this yesterday, but I think this behavior is pertinent to the case, that he's a big phony manipulator, and he's full of himself. He falls in love with this guy that he's examining. This is what happened to him, right? He was convicted of trading drugs for sex, using his status as a doctor, think about this, to dope the object of his sexual desires. So that he can, you think about this, so that he can continue to get the guy addicted. Think about this is the guy you're talking about. This is how far he will go to get his way. All right? You think about it, that he would take a guy, hire him as an office assistant, hit on him, you know, pull a Bill O'Reilly, which I think is funny. You get the left is all crazy about, you know, taking down Bill O'Reilly. But this guy, of course, his past isn't relevant whatsoever. He hires this guy, hits on him so much that the guy splits. I mean, that's sexual harassment right there. And then he continues to go after that guy, giving him drugs to get him addicted to painkillers so he could have sex with him using his authority and his position as a doctor. I mean, that's out freaking rageous. But of course, that has no bearing on the case. You know, that this guy isn't a pompous, arrogant man. Who also has anger management issues, according to the court docs that I saw. So I think his past has a lot to do with it. This guy's a piece of work. He's going to make a lot of money. He's going to bring a lot of people down, and he's going to walk away with a payday. And then something else I want to mention. There were four people that were asked to get off the plane. Three of them did. Do you know their names? No. Of course we don't know their names because, and I'm sure they got paid $400 or $800 for getting off the plane. They did the right thing. We are rewarding this ass with multiple hundreds of thousands of dollars, I'm assuming. If I am the CEO of United Airlines, right? If I am the CEO, I'm Mr. Munoz.
Will United?
We're not going to put a law enforcement official to take them off.
A law enforcement official will never come on one of your planes again.
To remove a booked, paid seating passenger.
Now
we can't do that.
Right. Here's the thing. I mean, they can't throw enough money at this guy to make it go away fast enough. The thing about it is, it's all about the money. Munoz, I venture to suggest, doesn't get his first email was the exact right one about this guy was resisting, he was being belligerent, he is not somebody we want on an airplane. He was right about that, but as he saw the shares of his price drop, and you're losing $1 billion, all bets are off. You say whatever you need to say, all right? And if I had stock in United, I'd be ticked. At the whole thing. I mean, I understand that. And he is, too. He's freaked out. And as I mentioned previously, maybe 5 minutes ago on this podcast, they're asking him, do you need to step down, too? He'll lose your job over this guy. Over this guy. Over this. This. I don't know. You insert the word there. But, I mean, he's just bad news, Dr. David Dow. And, sometimes public opinion, it gets us into trouble. And, I mean, it's cool that we're a free country and, we... You know, I mean, I think the United States is second to none as far as countries go. I need to say this up front here because I'm going to make a criticism. But, I mean, I'm a big fan of the United States. I just think it's a great country. And I love it dearly. But sometimes public opinion is destructive. Let me make a large case here just for a second because public opinion is driving this. And it's completely wrong. We're rewarding this ass. But here's the thing. Do you recall when President Obama ran for president in 2008? One of the things he ran on, and I'm going deep here, so stay with me, was we're getting out of Iraq, right? That people are sick of it. It's 2008. We've been in there since 2001 or whatever it was with George Bush. And we see the body bags coming back and we're really sick of this war and we got to get out. I mean, we kind of want it, we're sort of in control of the country, but there's all these bombs going off and it's a mess. And, we're sick of it and people are still getting killed and we're going to split. And Obama said, the good war is Afghanistan. I'll fight over there, but I'm pulling us out of Iraq, right? Remember that? He ran on that. And it was a smart thing to do politically because I think the American public at that point had had enough. I thought it was a big mistake at the time to pull out. I don't think the Obama administration was quite, forthcoming about the circumstances regarding our leaving Iraq. What they did was they said, they threw us out. And I'm thinking, not really. No, when you occupy a country, you call the shots. Thank you very much. But anyway, the president was smart politically because a lot of people were sick of it and they went with it. I think in the long term, it was a bad mistake. And even evil President Trump is on it now, saying that we left that power vacuum in Iraq and around the Syrian border. And that's how you end up with ISIS or ISIL or whatever you want to call it. And I want to slow down when I say this, because I think that's a real good point. That American opinion was, we're out of there. We were reacting emotionally to those who have passed away. And victims of IEDs or these improvised bombs or whatever it is, and we had enough of that noise, and we said, we just want out, even if it's not a good idea. And what happened was, in the short term, it was great for President Obama, and it was great for the left or anybody, though, who was sick of the war. It was great. But what we did was we had left this big power vacuum. I can't believe we're out of time already on this podcast. This is crazy. Wow, but the point is, if we react emotionally, all too often it is irrationally, and it's against our own best interest at one point. The irony is that the bad actor, David Dow, is going to make out with all the dough, and you and I are going to pick up the slack because we're going to have to pay the price. And by the way, when you listen to that guy Munoz, he says they're not going to pull you off a plane. He won't bump you off a plane. Now that I think about it, they're still going to overbook. They at least are going to try. And what you're going to do is you're going to sit at the gate and they're going to turn you around at the gate now. That's what's going to happen. God. I want you to rate this podcast on iTunes. Would you do that for me, please? Rate this podcast on iTunes. Just go and say everything's fabulous and you'll love it. Do that, all right? If I were Dr. David Dow, I'd be passing out drugs or whatever you want, but I'm not. But see, that's what he would do. He would get you all addicted with painkillers and make you listen to his podcast. I'm just trying to be good, and I want you to enjoy it, but you got to tell everybody how great it is. Am I making any sense there? By the way, if you want me to mention your name on the podcast, I'm thinking about doing that. Just email me or send me a note through Facebook or Twitter, whatever it is, and I'll be happy to mention your name. It'll be really funny, right? Really. Some people I want to mention right now, but I don't know if they want to be mentioned. That's because this podcast is Evil Thoughts. Hey, it is Joe Crummy. Turn up the music.